Rabbi says, "Simon Memdalet is a shene betfillin. Kol zman shatfillin beroy shoy oy bezoya. If a person, once the person is wearing tefillin, kol zman shatfillin beroy shoy oy bezoya. Well, whether it's a tefillin shel rosh or tefillin shel yad, also lishon bohem. One may not sleep whilst wearing the tefillin. Afilu even shinas aray, even temporary dozing off is also." Why? Why is this prohibited? So Mishmur says, the Gazrin on Shema Yovo Leafiach Bahem, person is not in full control of his body, may release gas, and therefore it's also. Person has to have a, when a person wears the tefillin, he needs to be on a, his guf has to be noki, and therefore there's chashash, so therefore person is not allowed to sleep whilst wearing the tefillin. Interesting, what is considered Shinas Arai? Shinas Arai is considered, which Bialocha says, is Kidehiluch Kuf Amma. Bialocha says, if you're walking 100 Ammas, even that would be also Shinas Arai, which is 100 Ammas, it's like, I don't know, half a minute, the poets can say, even that's prohibited whilst wearing the tefillin. Yeah, correct. Generally, we learn there's few opinions, and the amount you're referring to, that's how we paskin. Here, we are more stringent, that even a slight sleeping with filling is prohibited, unless the following conditions apply. And that's really interesting. Elohim iniach aleim, if the following conditions apply, you may sleep. Elohim iniach aleim suda. Point number one is that you put on the tefillin a suda, meaning like a handkerchief, like a shmata, something on the tefillin. Point number one. Point number two, lo yoisa imo ishoi, nowhere near your wife, you can't be with your wife. And yoshan bebishinas arai, and he has to be only a temporary, you don't intend to go for a long sleep. So if the following three conditions apply, it's okay. One is the intention has to be very quick, one is the intention. Second of all, lo yoisa imo isha. And the first one is you have to put a suda on the tefillin. Why do you have to put a suda on the tefillin? Suda means like a handkerchief, like a towel, something on the tefillin. Why? Mishnah Berurah says, because if you are putting it on your tefillin, Mishnah Berurah says, yizkor she'yesh tefillin alav ve'lo yavo lidei afiach, because that's a reminder. That serves as a reminder. So what's the question on that? Exactly. How's the reminder going to help when you are sleeping?
Oh, because when you wake up, you're like, oh, where am I?
That's too late. You slept.
Too late. Oh, you slept. Yeah.
No, so you're in a person's allowed to sleep, with the condition being that you keep a suda on the tefillin, because that's going to remind you you can't sleep too deeply. So that's the mechanics of sleep, the art of sleeping, Rabbi Isai. See if you can figure that out. If a person sleeps deeply, then you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to sleep deeply with tefillin on. Shinas, a very limited kind of dozing off, is okay with a reminder. What's the reminder? You keep a suda, like a material, like a handkerchief, like something on the tefillin. That serves as a reminder. How's that going to work? How's that going to work? And therefore? And then you're not going to sleep properly. Okay.
Covering the box. Wouldn't that do the same thing?
No.
Why?
No, because there needs to be something separate. It needs something additional. Rabbi said there's more to come. The Ketzadu Oisei, how he'll have to sleep with the tefillin on. Rabbi said, I have seen this. Ketzadu Oisei, Meniach Roishoy Ben Birkov. He puts his head between his knees. In other words, he doesn't lie down. Doesn't stretch himself back. No, he puts his head forward, kind of on his knees, on his legs. V'yoyshev, and he's sitting in a sitting position, and that's how he sleeps. So if a person is in a sitting as opposed to a lying position, as well as he keeps a suda on the, keeps some layer on the tefillin, and his intention is to be only very quick, and Ishto is not with him, then it's permitted to go to sleep. Rabbi said, I've seen this. What would you say? I wasn't in Kol Yaakov, it was in a different shul. I was davening Shachis, and I saw this person sitting next to me who I've never seen before, And I don't know if I'm going to see him again so quickly. It was like a once-off place where I davened. And the person next to me, in the middle of Chazal Shashat, he seemed to be very, very tired. And lo and behold, what does he do? He sits down, all right. And then he puts his head forward. And he finds like some sort of, a tissue, I don't know what it was, like a towel, something or other. And he puts it on the tefillin. And off he went. And that was it. Is this okay or not? Sleeping. He slept. He fell asleep. Have I got an obligation to say, hey, tefillin? Sleeping. Is this, based on what we're seeing now?
It's really so uncomfortable. How long can you rest like that?
That's the whole point. That's precisely the point. That if a person sleeps like that, he's inevitably going to wake up quite soon. It's not very comfortable. So that's the whole idea. That Shinas Kva is for sure also. But Shinas Arai, we're not so concerned. Shinas Arai is okay. So if a person is in an uncomfortable position, he's going to wake up after a bit of time, and that's the whole idea. Sleeping in a sitting position. Now, there's another option, which Shulchan Aruch discusses, which is, what if the tefillin are wrapped in your hand? Then you don't have to sleep. If the tefillin are put on, if you're just wrapping them around, that's fine. What you're not allowed to do is hold your tefillin in your hand and go to sleep like that. Why not? You might drop it, indeed. So that's not a good idea. So you cannot, if you're wrapped around, then it's okay. But if you're wearing the tefillin, if you're holding the tefillin, and you're going to sleep like that, that's also because they might fall down. Says that if you are holding the tefillin in the inner box, you can go to sleep. Why? In a double box? It's not a good idea. I wouldn't advise it, but you're allowed to go to sleep whilst holding the tefillin if they're in a double box. Why? Yeah, and therefore, if it does fall, it's going to be, no, if it's kiss, but it's like, it's in a, it's box, bag, kiss, but kiss. So if it falls, it's not, the person won't have to fast. I don't think it's a great idea. But the Ramon says, you're allowed to go to sleep whilst holding tefillin if they're safely wrapped up. Rabbi Yisrael, here it is, an interesting Mishnah over here. And the question is as follows. I don't know, it's again about learning a little bit about the mechanics of sleeping and understand a bit how sleeping works. We learned now that a person, under those circumstances mentioned, if those conditions are fulfilled, a person is allowed to go to sleep with tefillin. What are they? You put a sudda on it, you sit in sitting position, a person is allowed to doze off like this for a few minutes. The $1 million question is, how can it possibly be that a person sleeps whilst wearing tefillin? Didn't we learn that? That there's an issa of hezchadas. That's it. Hezchadas. Spot on. That is a problem of hezchadas. What's hezchadas?
No concentration.
So we learned that a person is not allowed to switch off, to have different kind of, to think about other things, to be kind of in completely off the, whilst wearing tefillin. In other words, if a person is wearing tefillin, he has to think about the tefillin. So how can a person be, in the best of cases, dozing off with tefillin? We learned that there is a way to sleep with tefillin on. Sitting position, sudda, quick dozing off. What do you mean, how can you? Hezchadas.
By sleeping with only certain conditions, you are bedaf by definition, because you haven't got hesach, because you're
interesting.
Fulfilling the conditions that you're allowed to. So you're a self-fulfilling prophecy of non-sechadas.
But let's define this.
Maybe by putting the siddur on top, that's by doing the action, you're not.
But you're probably going to be right. You're going to see that in Mishnah Berurah. But I want to clarify that surely hesachadas is not thinking about tefillin. If a person is sleeping, he's not thinking of tefillin.
Not thinking about anything.
Good. So you're saying that hezchad, that's interesting actually. Mishnah doesn't understand. It's very interesting what you say. Hezchad das means is right. If you,
you're actually thinking about the deals rather than the Hashem.
Right. That's hezchad das. But if a person like switch over, yeah. Very interesting. Although they say that the sleeping therapists, what they call the sleeping experts, they nowadays need experts on everything, you know. So they say that when a person is sleeping, he's got a lot of. He's actually thinking. He's never really switched off. The brain is never actually sleeping. That's what they say.
Like often you think about what you were thinking about before you
during
were
the sleeping. Day. Yeah.
If you were thinking about the tefillin just before you went to sleep.
Then that's a good idea. So yeah. Okay. Let's try that. They say that the brain of a person is never really sleeping. Never. It's just on a different mood. So Abayi says, if that's the case, if there's a problem of hezchata, so let's get what the Mishnah says. Very interesting, and that's going to give us an indication about what is considered hezchata generally on tefillin. Yes, so the point is that there is no chashash hafocha when it's shenas arai.
Ah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Tziv, Kotten Gimel, Yoshan Bohem, V'loi chashiv, says the Mishnah Berurah in Tziv, Kotten Gimel, it's not considered hezach hadas. Elo, only, shu'oimet b'schoik, when he's positively, what's choik?
Laughter.
V'kalu zu Hashem in Tziv, Kotten Gimel, Mem Gimel Gimel. Mem Dalet Gimel. If he's positively, what was that? Laughter and
frivolity.
Merry, that's right. But when a person is oisik b'melachtoi, with his work, yeah, he's thinking about, you know, the next meeting he has, the next deal he's having, the phone call he has to make. What? The next class. How are they going to be today? And it's not actually. So if he's got like a consciousness, I don't know if Abiyosli is going to agree with that approach. Mishmur says if a person has got, if it's like, a person is allowed to work, that's what we learned. We learned previously, a person is allowed to go to work with filling on, that's what he did for hundreds and hundreds of years. Tens of thousands of Yidden. So if a work, and tefillin is not a problem. You can be enzes chadas imlo shemati daito kolkach letzoki aguf, unless a person is bothered, his mind is completely bothered letzoki aguf for his physical needs. Ad she levavovo ipoyne v'chein kshu yoshen shoychi chav leolam. Skipping a few words, v'chein kshu yoshen shoychi chav leolam. And when a person is sleeping, then he's shoychi chav leolam. Then he's forgetting the world.
The vanity
of the world. So how do you understand his Mishnah Berurah? Is that what you're saying or not really?
No.
Yeah, so what is he saying? What's the Mishnah Berurah saying? What's the Mishnah Berurah saying? Why are you allowed to sleep? Why is there no problem with his chatas?
You're not told without the thoughts.
So you're not told. It's just that. So, in other words, what would be a problem? When is chadas a problem?
When you're told,
when he's like completely. So when a person is working, the assumption is
you're not completely
told. You keep on thinking about the feeling every now and then. You have like the conscious, but if a person and therefore sleeping is also in that on that.
To me, that's
a
personal dream. You go into a dream. You think about and your mind goes.
But you allow, there's no problem with chadas and tefillin. We went tefillin. Why is work, sleeping, is okay? So what is not okay? What is considered real chadas?
Completely oisek in.
No, I think it's what
you're
saying. I think if you're in a state of mind which is not recovered. That's what it is.
It's the covered aspect. That's nice. I can understand that.
He says you're pulling it from Yerushalayim.
Yeah, that's, I can hear that. It's more like that. So work is a mitzvah. Work is fine. So we've got to do. You know, we've got to earn money. It's a mitzvah. So that's not a contradiction to tefillin. Sleeping also. It's not. A person is not. But if a person is engaged in very what was your word? Very merry, very light-headed, very. Then that is a contradiction. Covered. That's a lack of covered. That's a bizarre, and that's considered. So hezchadas not really hezchadas. But rather defined as, it's not really hezchadas. Well, it's hezchadas from Yiras Shamayim, perhaps. How would you say it? It's more like
preoccupied.
Because work, you're allowed to work with your tefillin on.
I'm preoccupied with things that are a contradiction terrain.
Yeah. It's something. Says Mishavu. Is there a bigger chiddush coming yet? An additional chiddush coming yet? Mikol mokem mitzchem and amuf chesh yedai to tomid latfilin. Of course. Ideally, person should be thinking about the tefillin when he's wearing them. Of course. V'shulei asiyach dai tomid limshech v'lahari b'achshav esrois. Person should not be thinking about bad thoughts. Of course, about the person you're going to trick, the person you're going to make the business deal with. No, machshav esrois. Shemitam zechav lemash mishchol shoshulei asiyach dai tomid. You got to keep on thinking and touch the tefillin if possible. Now comes the Mishavu, and that I want to emphasize. It's really interesting. Zulas, the last line of this Mishavu have gotten Gimel, excluding Beshas Atfilah VeAlimut, Ein Tzorich Taito BeTfilin, excluding when a person is davening and learning, a person does not need to think about Tfilin. This is interesting. This is very interesting on both sides. It's very interesting. I don't know how to. It's interesting. Why not? Why is it that a person who is wearing tefillin, we know the problem of Hezchadas, if he's davening or learning, he doesn't have to think about tefillin at all?
Because he's doing Chavtei Shemaim.
Chavtei Shemaim. It's Kodesh.
Das is on Hashem.
Das on Hashem.
I mean,
yeah.
That's automatic.
Yeah, so I want to say that it is, I think, an element of Chiddush that there are Cholkim, the Mishnah brings over here, there is Cholkim, if you look in the Bi'alocha, there is Cholkim, other Mefarshim also they disagree, and they say, no, what do you mean? Just because you're davening, or you are learning, you still got to think about the tefillin. The person is deep in the k'tzois, or learning a difficult Rabban ala Torah, or is listening to an interesting share about, you still got to think about your tefillin. It's not connected to tefillin. So it is I think it's a really interesting machloikas. So again, just to get this clear, we have machloikas of it, Mishnebura Paskins, that when you are learning, and when you are davening, you don't need to think about your tefillin. Unlike, there's no problem with Hadas. To me, you could be learning for 6 hours straight, you don't think once about your tefillin, it's fine.
Is there any mind having them on in that case?
Yeah, sure. You make the mitzvah. Sure.
Can I suggest that another pshat?
Let's hear.
At least the mitzvah.
No, because then.
I'm thinking tefillah now. I can't also think of tefillah.
So, but you other. Put, but you put on.
I've got to do tefillah now.
But if.
I'm part of the tefillah. Rather, I'm wearing them, and it's not a stereotype.
Yeah, but it's actually kaim shneim.
It's not a stereotype. Maybe not, because I've got to think about the words of tefillah.
Okay. Yeah, because if you're oisik b'mitzvah, then it's interesting, but I don't think that's true, because normally we say, oisik b'mitzvah, potom in a mitzvah. Well, why are you saying it's not epshalei kaim shneim?
Because I've got to think of the words I'm saying. Or the
so according to you, that means I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah whilst I'm wearing the tefillin? Well, I'm not actually mekayim the mitzvah? Because that would be the
p'tur. It would come out that way, but I don't have to take them off, because it's not a steer at time anymore.
All right, okay. So there's two. Rabbi said is some hold that no. If you as long as you're davening, as long as you're learning, we don't have to think about tefillin. It's all as you said. The nusach kodesh chetzis shemaim. All right, it needs to be thought. Ultimately, what did you say? He's das. What did you say?
Involved in das Hashem.
Das Hashem. You're still spiritually like tuned in. Yeah, but I want to say it's not so posh, because if you'd be doing different mitzvahs, you wouldn't be saying that, right? If a person is doing now, what's another mitzvah? If a person is busy doing putting up his mezuzah, you wouldn't say, you know, it's interesting. On the other hand, there's other opinions, oh, no, Shabbat doesn't pass in that, but there is other opinions that hold, that even if you are learning, and even if you are davening, you still need to consciously think about your tefillin, otherwise you go prom of Hezchadas. It's really interesting, machlokes.
Is the mitzvah putting... on putting the tefillin on, or is it on thinking of the tefillin?
Both. Yes, the main mitzvah is to put them on, but that mitzvah also comes with thinking about the tefillin. It's got to have that element as well.
And if
okay,
you don't think about the tefillin,
you're still making the mitzvah.
Yeah.
Rabbi said, summarize what we learned this evening. We learned some interesting halachas. To summarize, we learned, as long as a person is wearing tefillin, he may not sleep properly, because that's considered, that's a contradiction to the Ketusha, Shema Yafiach. It's a problem of Hezchadas. However, Shinas Arai is also a problem. You can sleep Shinas Arai if the following conditions apply. Firstly, you put a sud on it. Secondly, Ein imoy isha. Thirdly, your intention is purely to sleep as sinas. Alright? Additionally, also, the position should be a sitting as opposed to a lying position. Then a person is allowed to sleep shinas kva. It's not a great idea, it's not recommended, but a person may do so. We also learned that a person, if they're the tefillin are wrapped around the arm, it's okay. If they're holding the tefillin, that's not a good idea, because perhaps you're gonna drop them when you're falling asleep. However, we learned, Rambam says, if they're in a kiss betoich kiss, or they're in a bag, then you don't have to worry so much. But it's not ideal to drop the tefillin, even bag on bag. But Rambam says that it would be okay. We also learned a lot about the definition of Heschadas. We learned that Heschadas is not, the work is fine, not considered Heschadas. We also learned that a person is sleeping is not really a problem with Heschadas, interestingly enough. But of course, mitzvah and amufcha, a person should be focusing, concentrating, and thinking about the tefillin whilst he's wearing them. Finally, we learned that if a person is davening or learning, that's not considered a contradiction to Heschadas. He doesn't have to think positively, consciously, about the tefillin. That's it for this evening, Abayisai. I wish you a very good Lag BaOmer.